This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was growing up, if you told me while I was listening to Madonna, while I was listening to Def Leppard, to The Police, to Aerosmith, to Michael Jackson, to Whitney Houston, that people are going to actually pay for a fake computer-generated singer and a computer-generated cartoon of one, I'd be like, why? What's wrong with them? Makes no sense. Well, here we are today, and Warner Music has now signed a record deal with the first AI virtual pop star. Nunori was created in 2018 as an 18-year-old metaverse avatar. The star, and this is AI, okay, it's a cartoon. The star has been in fashion campaigns for Dior, Balenciaga, and Valentino. Now, this is it was created by a human. But Nunori has amassed over 400,000 followers on Instagram and is set to release her first single called Dominoes. It's already had more than 60,000 views on YouTube. It's a cute song. It's a pretty video, but what's really odd is this Nunori looks like a little girl in a bathing suit. Now, I get avatars may make one look younger, but what, really? This is what people want? Are we becoming that ugly and disgusting that people would rather have a fake pictorial image? This isn't even one of those AI-generated humans that look human. Remember we talked about how AI has made influencers who are basically not real people, but they are exquisite. And so people are falling in love with these fake AI-generated individuals. We're talking about like a cartoon. And you know, why are they making them attractive? Well, the big eyes, small nose, the shape of the face, they play on certain features, but when you have the big eyes, it makes it look like a child. Children, their eyes seem to be a lot more of the focal point of their face. They seem to have larger eyes. But then as we age, our cheekbones and our face structure changes, whereas the eyes start to sink in and not be as prominent. And it's a sign of aging. So I'm not exactly sure why. In fact, some people are accusing Warner Brothers of using a sexualized childlike body as their first choice in this, and I don't get it. So apparently, it was created by 43-year-old graphic designer Zorg Zuber from Munich. It is now, the first virtual pop star signed into a record deal by Warner Music. Now, I thought we were making progress in terms of Instagram and social media, and not inciting poor body image by unrealistic TikToks and videos. And I thought social media was being sued. Wasn't social media being sued for young kids going on there and then getting eating disorders or depression or anxiety because they can't look like what's on there? I also thought we were trying to get away from sexualizing young women. I thought we were also trying to get away from having, you know, our entertainment be all about the bikinis, the thighs, that's not changing. And I told you the reason why it's not going to change is because that's what people want. People want to see half naked. You know, I watch Below Deck. It's one of the shows. I don't really watch a lot of shows, but I love watching, you know, seeing, you know, the places they sail to. You get to see how the city looks, but unfortunately most of the shows are about the sex capades of the deck crew. And I find it fascinating how they could get a $20,000 tip and be complaining about the tip, or they could be getting a tip or working for, and then just talking crap about them. Oh my gosh, they want more drinks. Well, it's a luxury yacht. Of course they're going to want alcohol, and they're going to be tipping you 20, 30 grand. So I find that fascinating, but I've worked in the restaurant industry, and so I'm not immune to people talking crap about their tips and et cetera. But I guess on this latest episode, there were some thruples where a married male couple had a male boyfriend, and they were a thruple, I guess three of them together. And you saw a lot of butt shots in their Speedos and their bikinis and things like that. You know, I thought we were trying to desexualize people. I thought we were trying not to stereotype individuals of one sexual orientation versus another. But TV wants to sell. Bravo wants to sell their shows, sell advertising. So it is going to be about the half-naked bodies. It is going to be about the sex. I mean, we're trying to move to a society where girls don't have to wear pink, guys don't, you know, boys don't have to be all about the blue. You don't have to be a bombshell to be able to get a job or to be appreciated. And no, even in AI. And that's why AI is doing it, because they see what people like and what people are attracted to. So it is trying to accent that. Well, I don't think we're making much progress then. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this made news. Apparently there is a school that has hired a drag queen to be the elementary school principal. And apparently the district in, it's a school district in Oklahoma, is facing a lot of backlash. And the superintendent of the school district, Ryan Walters, has called for Western Heights School District to immediately terminate a drag queen that they hired to be an elementary school principal. I think it's the first time that's ever happened. Remember there was a teacher that was having the big, big breasts. And you saw the pictures of the, I think he had like Z-sized breasts with prominent nipples. Apparently he's back teaching, but he's in all male gear. I don't know if he identifies as male, identifies as female, but he was, you know, having large breath. He used large breast prostheses and blonde hair. I mean, if that's how he identifies as a woman, I mean, I'd like to think we women are more than blonde hair and big breasts, but that's how he wanted to, I guess, identify as a woman. But he's back to being in male clothes and with a male haircut, which is why, as I said, people do change their minds. They do, you know, sometimes they might want to live the life of a female, live the life of a male. You know, being a female, I don't think a lot of people really want to, but, you know, deal. I know you, I understand you probably wouldn't have periods and stuff like we do, but I think a lot of men might be like, you know what, I think I'd rather be a female, or vice versa. I think other individuals might necessarily get over the novelty of it. However, true gender dysphoric patients, they need support, they need help, because true gender dysphoria is very, very distressful and challenging for those individuals who suffer from that. But I think we have a lot of individuals who are trying it out. And I'd like to see more studies on those who did try it out and who said, nope, not for me, which is totally fine. Totally fine. I mean, I've been a Cowboy fan. I'm going to now kind of stick my toe into the Raiders' water now that we have Jimmy Garoppolo and Raiders are in Vegas. Am I ready to completely transition to be a Raiders fan? Nope, nope. But, you know, in terms of drag queens, it's an interesting topic. I know drag queens. We have some very, very talented Las Vegas performers that will sing and sound like the artists that they... And it's... I got to admit, I mean, the talent for a male to have, a biological male, to be able to sing, look similarly to, and sound like a... you know, we have very, very talented individuals. You have some drag queens out there, and they're not necessarily, these entertainers don't necessarily call themselves drag queens. They're impersonators. And we have some where they want the makeup, they want the wig, they want to, you know, wear the clothes, and maybe they don't necessarily look like who they're trying to be. But to run a school, it's causing parents to be concerned. That rather than it being, okay, we're hiring somebody who's the best person for the job, parents are feeling, according to the superintendent, who told Fox News Digital, that parents are concerned with this woke left-wing indoctrination of schools. This gender theory that continues to be thrust upon our kids is completely inappropriate. So the principal of John Glenn Elementary School, Shane Mernon, is a drag queen who goes by the name Chantel Mandalay. Mernon maintained a separate Facebook page and another called Chantel Mandalay. According to the page, Mernon was employed as a drag queen at the venue called The Boom. This individual, according to the superintendent, said is not fit to lead a school district. So, you know, here's my thing. With any sort of job, and I'm not saying somebody who's a drag queen couldn't do their job, but... with any sort of job, you want the students first. And I had worn scrubs a lot as a physician. Because on the days I did dress up, and I had my heels, and I had to keep, you know, I had to maybe a funeral to go to. So I had to make sure that the dress didn't get dirty with, you know, people's, you know, feet and dead skin and things like that. The days I was dressed up, my focus was split. And I know doctors now are asked to dress professionally. I kind of like the scrubs. Because rather than worrying about the tie, worrying about the pressure, worrying about getting your shirt dirty, the reason why we wore scrubs as a doctor is patient came first. We don't care what we're wearing. This way, if you do have a blowout of stool or urine or blood or pus, that's what the scrubs are for. We're going to wear gloves, we'll be gowned, whatever, but I'm not really worried about my heels. I'm not worried about my makeup. I'm not worried about my clothes. I wouldn't ever update. Now, once I start to do more TV work, yes, I would have to make my hair more presentable, put some makeup on. But for my patients, no. And my medical student friend said, Dahlia, all you did was wear sweatshirts and, you know, and then, you know, a couple times you actually, we saw you at an event with a dress and makeup, and we were like, wow. Well, because when you're a medical student, it's all about the patients and learning. So our priorities are different. And so when you look at this particular principal, and this principal may really be able to put 100% focus on kids, it looks like there's a lot of energy being dedicated to the makeup and the dress and the, and, you know, that does, you know, make one wonder, you know, what is the goal? Is the goal for them to be there as, you know, helping the student, or is their goal to be a drag queen? And so it is interesting. And it does make, you know, people wonder. If the other thing too also is you know, when it comes to distraction. So when I go to a school and I read to the school and read to kids, I don't really do a lot of flashy stuff because I need the kids to not look at me. I need the kids to look at the book. I need the, you know, and some of the pictures of this individual is very, very brilliant colors, bright makeup, you know, and it's, you know, it's again, you know, what do you want your students to focus on? Do they want them to focus on your beautifully colored hair and glasses and makeup and prosthetic breasts, or do you want them to concentrate on, you know, school? And one thing that would also help from the, you know, some of the people in the drag queen population is the sexualization of drag queens. You know, when I watch my friends entertain, you know, their focus is on the voice, on the impersonation. Some, and I'm not saying all, but some drag queens are have a focus on the sexualization of either their dance or their, and so my concern with that teacher with the very, very large prosthetic breasts is if you really are identifying as a female, and to you females are about breasts, a B cup is fine, a C cup is fine, why does it have to be the extra large, bigger than beach ball size? Nope. If you want to have long hair, that's fine. Does it have to be blue and pink and all sorts of colors? Or just, so, you know, there, that teacher that was, you know, over-sexualizing being a female, that I found inappropriate. I have no problem with somebody who wants to transition and wants to live as someone of another gender. But then why the extra, the 24-inch long blonde hair? There's other sorts of wigs that are less distracting. Why not smaller breast prostheses? And I know if you want to identify as somebody with big, big breasts, you know, but it kind of insults us women. And so with school, you know, a teacher, a female teacher, who would have a short skirt, plunging breast, you know, cleavage, and very, very bright makeup, would have probably been asked, you know, can we have more professional attire? Well, then, if somebody is dressing in drag, are they going to also have those same standards applied where they dress in professional attire? I don't think they have to be fired for being a drag queen, but there's, again, non-distracting clothes and makeup. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new Digital Dollar Survival Kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Fuel prices are continuing to soar. With the Biden administration's dependence on foreign oil producers, production cuts made by OPEC Plus and its allies have pushed crude oil to a 10-month high, putting financial pressure on construction companies, transportation businesses, farmers, and the American people. Yesterday's Consumer Price Index saw inflation increase to 3.7% last month from a year earlier. The husband of Democrat Representative Mary Peltola of Alaska died yesterday after a single-engine plane he was flying crashed shortly after takeoff in southwestern Alaska. The congresswoman's office said that she would return to Alaska to be with her family as they grieve the death of 57-year-old Eugene Peltola. The Peltolas have 7 children and stepchildren. The plane is said to have crashed under unknown circumstances by the National Transportation Safety Board. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a flight attendant has been removed from an American Airlines flight because a teenage girl found a hidden camera in a first-class restroom on board. Disgusting. Massachusetts State Police responded to a quote-unquote potential criminal act that occurred on American Airlines Flight 1441. Apparently, the flight was leaving from North Carolina in September. This was, I think, last week, going to Boston. And the mother of the teen alerted another passenger that the child found a camera in the bathroom. The girl and her family were taken off the plane by state police upon arrival at Boston Airport. Not a lot of room in those bathrooms. The first-class bathroom is a little roomier. We also use a first-class bathroom a lot of times for handicapped individuals, but it is a little bigger. But sometimes it's the same size as anywhere else, so I'm not exactly sure where the camera would be. But apparently an unnamed passenger that was on board the flight told Boston 25 News that a teenage girl sitting in coach tried to use a first-class bathroom but was stopped by a male flight attendant from entering. When she was about to go to the bathroom, he stopped her, said, "Hey, hold on just a second. We're about to start collecting trash, so I'm going to wash my hands." Now, they can use a sink other than the bathroom. Then she went into the bathroom after the flight attendant was in it. Then the mother went up to first class and stopped another passenger from using the restroom after the girl told her. I'm dying to see what that camera looked like. But, we have tons of media devices now that are smaller than a little grain of rice that could be hidden in these things. And I'm not talking about 007 type stuff. You know, I found it very frustrating that there were cameras when I would go to this one place to shop for clothes. It was just basic, like Ross or TJ Maxx. And I would see the camera in the mirror. So that means the camera's hitting the mirror and then could see us naked. So I stopped buying clothes there because I don't want people to watch me naked. And when you try on clothes, or I stopped trying on clothes. I mean, that's a problem. And I get people are shoplifting, people are stealing. But, you know, we do not want to be on video, especially going to the bathroom. And so I'm sure we'll get a little bit more details on this, but always do a quick sweep of the eye to see what is in there. Because it is horrifying. You know, there was a doctor in town who apparently drugged his patients, had sex with them on camera. And so he got caught by his wife, because his wife found the videos. He got arrested. I think he's still in jail. But imagine all the people who watched those videos. The jury, the police officers, the investigators. There's not a lot of privacy. Try, for the love of God, to make sure that there's no cameras. It is embarrassing. It is, and it's hard to come back from. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a lot of talk about leaving the planet and living on another planet. And you see a lot of rich people, going, let's go out into space. Why? What do they know that we don't know? Are we going to have to leave our planet sometime soon? Well, colonizing Mars has been something that they really want to make into a reality. I am not going to Mars. I don't want to go anywhere where I won't be able to breathe. I don't mind scuba diving for a little bit, being underwater for a little bit, but I want to be where I can breathe. Well, NASA was able to produce enough oxygen on Mars to sustain an astronaut for a few hours. It was a microwave oven-sized device. A small golden cube aboard NASA's Perseverance rover was able to produce enough oxygen on Mars to keep the astronaut alive. It's called MOXIE. It made 122 grams of oxygen since it landed on Mars in 2021. They said it was enough to support an astronaut for about 3 hours and 40 minutes. Experts think future versions of this could then stockpile oxygen to help keep future astronauts alive or make fuel to get them home. That's another worry. I don't want to land on a planet and then be stuck there. That would suck. Perseverance and many of its instruments, according to Daily Mail, landed on Mars in 2021 following a nearly 7-month journey through space. And MOXIE first produced oxygen back in April 2021, has now extracted oxygen from the atmosphere 16 times. The instrument makes molecular oxygen through a clever process that separates one oxygen atom from each molecule of carbon dioxide pumped into the atmosphere. So then that would leave carbon monoxide. Now, carbon monoxide is poisonous, so they would have to figure out how to dispose of that. Apparently, the oxygen had enough purity and was good enough to breathe. The MOXIE was able to produce 12 grams of oxygen an hour at 98% purity. And most of our oxygen that we breathe is at a much lower percent because we have in our air carbon dioxide, nitrogen. We pull out the oxygen, but we're not on 100% oxygen when we breathe room air. We could administer 100% oxygen in a hospital setting. So it's interesting. So Moxie has fulfilled its duty. Its operations are now ending. Perseverance is going to still be on Mars. Not sure when that's coming back. But it is interesting to be able to produce a gas that people could breathe. And would it be able to do the quantities that are needed? Moxie was built with heat-resistant materials like nickel alloy. It was designed to tolerate the temperatures of 800 degrees Celsius required for it to run. So it needs a lot of heat. It has gold coating to ensure that it doesn't radiate its heat and harm the rover. Now, all right, who wants to go to Mars and live there? So Elon Musk thinks he could beat NASA in terms of sending humans there. He wants to send crewed flights to Mars, probably starting 3-4 years from now. I don't think we're ready. I do not want to go there. Would it be nice to have a place where we could move all humans? Yep. Would we be able to move all humans in time if an asteroid is coming to us? Probably not. But it gives people hope that they could live on Mars. I mean, would I want to live with my kids and my family on Mars? I mean, if I had to, if there's no other place to live, if your only other choice was dying. But there are people that want to colonize Mars on Mars. And I just see disaster with that. I wouldn't be the first ship up there. Just like what happened with the Titanic sub. Even though that really wasn't the first. That was like the third or fourth that went down there. Just when humans aren't supposed to be in a certain place, I think the risk we are taking on is beyond comprehension. And we think we have all the the boxes checkmarked. But as I've said with immunity, as I've said with the human body was designed with a zillion different processes that we might only comprehend 1% of. So just like with the Titan sub, where they built it, they go, well, it could withstand pressure, it could withstand water, we have this amount of oxygen, we have a potty, we got it covered. Apparently, there was some vulnerability, and it crushed like a cola can. The same thing with Mars. You could think, well, we have the oxygen, we have the potties, we have the food. We think we have everything humans need. And I just worry that something disastrous will happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have a major teacher shortage. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we've had some schools struggling to be open because of multiple absences by teachers and staff. We have a teacher shortage. We have a nursing shortage. In fact, they're saying even more nurses are burned out and going to leave in the next few years. We have a doctor shortage. We have a law enforcement shortage. We have a firefighter shortage. We have a truck driver shortage. We have military. We have a shortage in the military. And what everybody keeps on forgetting is we predicted this 2 years ago when our teachers were getting fired and our healthcare workers were getting fired and our cops were getting fired and our military were getting fired because they didn't want to take the COVID vaccine. And when these individuals were getting fired, they weren't necessarily telling their boss up yours and giving them the middle finger. They said, look, can you draw my blood and see my titers? I've been exposed to COVID. I've had COVID. I was on the front line. I saved all these people's lives. I worked with students when COVID was coming. Just check my titers. You want immunity? Just do a blood test. Answer was no. You're fired. And so many of us have asked why, right? But obviously somebody lived through COVID-19 to be able to take care of patients. Why is their immunity any worse than anybody else's? Well, because the original science was your natural immunity is not as good as vaccine immunity. Well, now the studies are showing they both wane. Natural immunity can wane, vaccine immunity can wane. That's why we have boosters. And some of the best immunity is the combo of vaccine and natural. Also, the science at the time was, well, if you don't get vaccinated, if you get vaccinated, you will not have COVID and you will not spread COVID. Well, the science has shown, no, if you do get vaccinated, you can still get COVID. Right? I've been vaccinated and boosted. I still got COVID. And you can still spread COVID. So now that we have new science, right, why are mandates? Why did we not wait for the science to fire all these people? Well, here we are with shortages in almost all labor sectors. Well, we've wondered when the lawsuits would happen and when people would be asked to come back with back pay. And it turns out in New York City, it took a lawsuit. It took judges. But teachers in New York City have been able to now get hired back with back pay if they refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. And I'm wondering what's going to now happen across the board. It's not that I want lawsuits. It's I want all those teachers and nurses and pharmacists and military people to come back to work. We need you. And I don't blame them if they don't want to come back. So this is what happened. Huge victory. The state Supreme Court Judge Ralph Porzio held that the city's denial of religious accommodation to certain employees was unlawful, arbitrary, and capricious. The case was DeCapua versus City of New York, and concerned school principals, teachers, and other educators who sued after city officials rejected their claims for a religious exemption to the vaccine mandate. So Judge Porzio, wrote in a 22-page opinion, the court sees no rational basis for not allowing unvaccinated classroom teachers in amongst an admitted population of primarily unvaccinated students. As such, the decision to summarily deny the classroom teachers amongst the panel petitioners based on undue hardship without any further evidence of individualized analysis is arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable. So they were allowed a religious exemption, which is a part of our Constitution. For me, I just don't understand why when I have a college student who wants to enter college and mom lost the vaccine record and the school needs to know that that child was vaccinated or that student was vaccinated for MMR, if we don't have the vaccine record, we could draw a blood test and show the titers. When we have individuals wanting to enter the healthcare field, they need to show proof of hepatitis vaccine. If they don't, they could run a blood test to show titers. We have blood tests to show titers. And I understand the original argument was, well, the natural immunity could wane. The titers today might not be titers 2 months from now or 5 months from now. Well, what did we learn with the vaccine? Same thing. I think it does provide a level of immunity. Same thing. I think previous COVID illness could provide some immunity, even with the flu. Even though we need flu shots each year, I do believe those of us that did have the flu have some level of immunity. That's how our bodies work. But we flip and fired people. And here we are now going, we have a teacher shortage. We have a recruiting shortage. We have a we don't have enough people that want to be in our armed forces. Why the hell did you fire them 2 years ago? I mean, come on. That pregnant waitress who didn't want it to wait until we had a little bit more studies on what the vaccine could do to the fetus, got fired. Because somebody said that you got to mandate the vaccine. So now what happens? Well, back pay, 2.5 years of back pay for everybody who got fired, it's going to cost New York City a lot of money. Now there's precedent set. So it'll be interesting to see all those thousands upon thousands of people. I don't know how many people got fired or lost their job. See, if you quit, I don't know if you'd be able to sue. I wonder if you had to actually get fired. But I'm sure everybody kept the email. Everybody kept their letters. These lawsuits are there. These people are going to have to pay. And I get the hospitals. It'll be interesting to see what happens to the hospitals, because the hospitals were threatened to lose government funding. The hospitals were threatened that if they didn't instill vaccine mandates, they could then lose funding. So they were kind of blackmailed into it. And so the government would then have to pay for those lawsuits. And I'm not saying everybody's going to win their lawsuit, but we need people back. I don't really care what happens with the lawsuits. Let the lawyers figure out that. All I know is we need more teachers. We have schools that can't open because we've had a lot of call-outs. Now, is it because of the new COVID wave? Is it because they're stressed? Is it, who knows? But we don't have to close a school if we have plenty of subs, if we have plenty of other teachers. Apparently, we've had to close schools and shuffle students because we don't have enough educators. Can we get the educators back that we fired? Good people. Can we get the nurses back that we fired? I remember what I told you. A lot of nurses who actually got the vaccine, their burnout accelerated because their best friend, their family, their work family are gone. Same thing with first responders, your partner, who had your back, who you trained with. Now you have a brand new partner. Starts to change the dynamics of things. So if we really are in bad, bad shape with people at being at work, we fired people who were willing to work. We've been struggling, trying to find people who want to work, who want to teach. You might want to go back to those people who were loyal. And I told you what really, really bothered me about the mandate, and this is why the millennials and the Gen Zs may be smarter than we know. They're seeing something Gen Xers and baby boomers didn't see. The lack of loyalty. Anybody who gave their life and came to work despite risking a virus that they thought would kill them and their families should have had their back. When I heard a doctor fired his longtime nurse because she wouldn't get the vaccine and was bragging about it, I'm like, oh, You're bragging about that? I would be so ashamed of myself. Okay? Loyalty. Job loyalty. You wonder why Gen Zs and millennials might not feel that loyalty? Because they saw what companies did to loyal employees. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.